السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Today's topic extremely important, like all Islamic topics, each one of them is unique and very important from different perspective. Amana, trust. Everything in this life is an amana. Our life is amana, our time is amana, our money is amana, our decision is amana, our advice is amana. One person, she asked me a question a month ago, and a few things happened in many days ago and make me now serious about giving you this message. She said, in many Islamic culture, husband sometimes demand the wife to tell him everything. When we mean everything, everything. Meaning including if the mother or the sister or a brother or relative gives the wife any secret she won't hold, the husband demanding he has to know everything. Now the question, is the husband have the right to demand everything? Let's examine it. If somebody give me a secret, is this belong to the husband or belong to me? Let's see what word secret in Islam mean, because I'm going to try to give it to you in a very short way. Because believe it or not, when you study the fiqh of the amana of a secret is big one, very big one. And I will explain to you why. You go to somebody and tell him, I want to share with you such and such. The way we're doing it today is wrong, big wrong. You cannot pass information just like that. Because this topic is very, very delicate and very deep. Once is a secret, what is it? Is a person committing sins? Or are you watching a person committing sins? Or you passing a secret about somebody else's life? Number one, Islamically, none of the above, it should be allowed to be passed. Because in Islam, the main thing is sutra, to cover up. Look at the ayat and ahadith. There's a topic by itself. By this way, the another fiqh, when somebody coming and try to give you a secret, the moment you respect or you accept the secret, you have a duty. Is this secret now can causing harm to the person or harm somebody else? Is involved in any harm? If it's involved in any harm, you have a duty to warn the person or tell him, excuse me, I can't. This can harm. Somebody tell you, I'm going to commit suicide, keep it secret. Can you keep it secret? Somebody tell you, I'm going to steal tomorrow something such. Can you keep it? Somebody said, I'm going to revenge and kill so-and-so tomorrow. Can you keep it? And said, I'm not going to tell anybody. By this way, the main principle in Islam, benefit and harm. If the secret will generate benefit and goodness sake, yes, is a must. And you don't share it. And even we have the example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you see a good dream, don't share it with anyone except those who love you and love you for Allah. Why? The people can be envy on you, jealous on you. This is a command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But not everything to be said and not everything to be shared. And we have to remember, once you allow your ear to receive a secret, you have a lot of duty. A lot of duty. Which secret to keep? Which secret you refuse for the person to keep? What about if the person coming with a secret containing something or somebody would make a decision is very bad? Oh, so-and-so is going to marry so-and-so, but so-and-so is sick. So-and-so is a deceiver. Something is wrong. By this way, I'm trying to summarize this topic for you because it's very deep and very long. Okay? You cannot keep a secret containing a harm to anyone. Now, let's examine now. The husband coming and tell you, I demand all the secret. What happened if your mom has a secret between her and her father, or your father, or something inside the family? Can this secret belong to individual life? Okay, it can containing a sin, it can containing an action, it can, something so personal. Can I share it with my husband? No way. No way. Because a secret is an amana. Is an amana. No husband, nobody have the right to share with you. Again, only in one condition. If the husband is a scholar, if the husband is a learned person, and you're going to share with him with the niyyah of the advice, with the niyyah of he have the knowledge and caliber to tell me what to do and not to do with this. But what happened if it's just a secret? Something happened in the past. Is no harm to nobody. And just somebody want, you know, release it with you. You have no right to release it to nobody. You have no right. You have no right. Right is amazing. Islam full of rights, full of obligation. What we're doing today is a lot of haram. A lot of haram. We put ourselves above Allah wa Rasuluh. Allah tell us what to do. Rasulullah tell us what to do. And I want override the word of Allah and the word of Rasulullah. This is crazy. Similar, we're doing it in many, many topics. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, not every secret to be accepted as a secret, not every secret to be accepted the way it is. And this is why we have to always have people around us with the right knowledge to educate us what is accepted, what is not, what is allowed, what is not. Today, because we bankrupt of many knowledge, we do not know what to do. We do not know what to do. A person coming to me and tell me I'm going to commit any haram, can I keep it a secret? No. But can I expose him? No. But I have to warn him or lead him to the right place. By this way, it needs a lot of knowledge, a lot of fiqh. Now, what about if I'm stuck? Before you pass any information to nobody, go to a very good, learned person you trust. And nobody know about him also. And you share with him. What about if a person do such and such? What you advise me to do? You don't have to mention name or a place or anything. Because in Islam, any time I pass a knowledge to someone, I have to know why I pass it, with what purpose I pass it. Again, you pass the knowledge to someone only with the intention to cause benefit. What happened if my husband is a wacko, or not trustworthy, or he's a big mouth, or he doesn't have the knowledge? Passing to him what he will do with it. There's a person issue with somebody. You don't do it. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful. This topic is very, very dangerous. Because listening is an amana. Passing the information is an amana. And this has a big fiqh believe it or not. And my advice to you is start learning about this topic, okay? And don't ever, ever betray the amanah of nobody. Even now, I will make it complicated. You are a mother. Your son and daughter in certain age committing a sin, coming and share it with you. And the husband tell you, you have to share it with me. I'm the father. Can you share a committing sins of your daughter or your son to your husband? No. Not to nobody. This deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the principle of this deen is cover up, not to spread it. Because the moment you spread it, is a fitna. It will never be good. It will never be good. It will be a harm. It will be a fitna. It will be a mess. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. In this life, everything is amana. Please don't betray the amana. Because betray the amana, you will not believe it. Is not a major sin. Is not. You know what betray the amana is? It can reach the level of the curse of Allah. And betraying the amana is one of the major sins. Even if the person die as a shaheed, he will not go to Jannah until he will be tortured, wal'ayazu billah, or get judgment completely about his betraying. Read the topic about this topic. It's very scary. The justice and the right of other can stop you of going to Jannah, even if you die for sabilillah, even if you are the most pious people. And read how many stories about it in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will share two of you for you quick. Rasulullah sallam walking one time with a companion, and one of the companion died as a martyr, as a shaheed. And the companion said, MashaAllah, oh ya Rasulullah, so and so in the grave now in Jannah, and he are enjoying his Jannah. He said, what about, maybe you do not know, maybe he is in torture. They said, how come ya Rasulullah? This story is narrated twice. One about a man in the middle of the battlefield. He took a small jewelry and he put it in his pocket. That's it. What it means? He betrayed the amana, because in the middle of the war, even if you kill the enemy, you have no right to take anything from them. Everything has to go to Baytul Mal al-Muslimin, and the Khalifa or the judge, he's the one who make verdict, who take what according to Sharia. But for a small necklace, the person can go to Jahannam. Why? Rasulullah called it, he betrayed the amana. The another one, when they ask him again, so and so in the grave, he died as a shaheed. Yes. But one of his auntie, she asked him one time before he go to the battle, I need your help about something. And he did not help her. And Rasulullah considered that he betrayed the amana. The amana of supporting somebody. If you ask me today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we be trading a lot. We be trading a lot of duty and amanat. We are in big trouble if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not give us His rahmah. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, don't follow culture, habit, custom, assumption, which is again betraying from different perspective. No, seek knowledge. Seek knowledge, verify your knowledge before you building assumption. After every assumption is a sin. Go back to Quran and Hadith. We have no right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and make us among those who trust the amana and not betray the amana. And by the way, if you look to the Hadith of Rasulullah SAW about Ayat al-Munafiq 3, the sign of the hypocrite is 3, and according to Imam Muslim is 4, and he adding up, and if he he rather, if he have a situation, for example, we are buddy-buddy, we are friend, we are relative, we are very close to each other, we are good friend, mashallah, and we have all many secrets together. Now, or a husband and wife, now is divorce or something happened. All of a sudden, we betrayed the amana of the relationship and we start spreading some of the old secret. Again, this sign of the hypocrite. May Allah save us. And the hypocrite will be in the lowest part of Jahannam. Not a Christian, not a Jew, not anybody, no. I used to make halaqat about that. I collecting all the ahadith and ayat about the hypocrite. And I bear witness to Allah. I implemented over myself, and this 35 years ago. And I collected. And I find myself, I have 18 habit of hypocrisy from almost 35. I was shocked. May Allah save us. You see, from hypocrisy and shirk and kufr, which is major sins, has no any forgiveness. Is not the sins, is not the weakness, is a disease of the heart and certain betraying. Be careful, my brother and sister in Islam. Today, our problem is us, is not outside, is me, my sick nafs. Please be careful and seek knowledge in every aspect before you make assumption, make decision, or give your ear or put your tongue out and share anything with anybody. May Allah save us of betraying the amanat between us and Allah, between the amana of us and Rasulullah sallam, and between us and the mankind and all the mu'mineen and Muslims is a lot of amanat. If you study it, believe me, you will do exactly like Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu. He said, I wish I never been born because the amount of amanat. May Allah save us, wallahi. May Allah save us big time. Okay, to summarize what I said, what happened if somebody come to me and share with me a secret? A personal secret, whatever secret. Now, do I have, number one, do I have the proper knowledge to judge what to do with this secret? Because again, what happened if this secret containing somebody can harm someone, somebody can do mischief to someone? Can I take the secret and be quiet? Huh? Can I do that? No way. No way. If I have the proper knowledge and understanding to advise the person, the owner of the secret, and tell them what to do and not to do, mashallah. And otherwise, I should go in a discreet manner and tell them, we have, or I have to, share this with a learned person, discuss it with him or with her, and seek the proper knowledge. Extremely important. And this why, secret, we cannot share it with anyone. Today, we're passing all kind of secret. It should not be passed anyway to anyone. It has a lot of fiqh, a lot of trust, and we should ever, always, before we pass anything, we see who we pass it to. And I will summarize it with something else so beautifully. One early scholar, he make a big poem about that. And what he said? He said, maybe you love someone, love him so much. Tomorrow he can be your enemy so much. And maybe you hate someone too much. Tomorrow you will love him too much. Do you know what it means? This guy is deep. You can love someone so much today, you share with them a lot of knowledge about you or secret. Tomorrow he can betray you, he or she. And today you can hate someone so much, to the point you spread mischief about the person. And tomorrow you love him so much. What are you going to do? It makes you look so bad, so ugly, and you're committing a lot of mischief. Do you remember word wisdom? You remember word rushd? What is wisdom? What is rushd? What to say? To whom to say? In which way? In what time? For the benefit of what? For what purpose? But today, because our nafs is sick and full of dunya and is governed by shayateen, what happened? We drop talk here, we spread talk here, we talk here, and we make a lot of mistakes. And we forget something very simple. The Injil, the Hafidha, the Injil in the right, the Injil in the left is writing. Can I get a software for delete? This need a lot of good deed, a lot of forgiveness from Allah, a lot of fiqh again. Please, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, be careful. This topic is very deep, very deep. You can finish all your good deed. You can lose everything in this life and hereafter just by one betraying a person or betraying what called a secret. That's why we have to know who I'm talking to and with what purpose. Don't do it as a just passing knowledge. Sometimes also we are wicked. What it mean? I passing a secret just to make somebody else look bad. Is a musibah. What is my niya? Why I'm passing such a thing, certain things? This why the early people used to talk very little. Because the more you talk, the more you will make mistakes, even if what you said is correct. Especially about mistakes and sins and stuff like that. Get away. This why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he summarized this topic very simple. You know what he said? He said, whoever believe in Allah wa Rasuluh, wal yawm al-akhir, the yawm al-qiyamah, falyakul khayran aw liyasmut. Say goodness or be quiet. And if somebody come to me and start telling me, I want to share with you a secret. I said, secret about what? Is about you or about somebody else? I educate the person before he dumb. I won't share to you about the sin I committed. No, don't share with me. Don't share with anybody. Oh, I saw somebody committing sin. Don't share. You have no right. Unless, again, it can causing harm to somebody. Is a fiqh behind it. Please educate yourself. Passing information about people or about other is not a game. Today we do that. Even Facebook and all this stuff. Get away. Secret is an amana. Our talk is amana. Everything is amana. And will be questioned about the amana. May Allah save us from the amana. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.